You love it more than yourself, more than things. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the living God. You may be seated this morning. You have your Bibles, open them up to the book of Psalms, the 121st chapter. Amen. It's important to understand with everything that we're going through where our help comes from. And in knowing where your help comes from, you need to know what your help is and what your help is capable of. Amen. The 121st verse of the book of Psalms. It reads, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is my keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. Hallelujah. How many know it's good to know that your help cometh from God? How many know it's good to know that you don't have to rely on any one person, but you can rely on God? You don't have to rely on your job, but you rely on God. You don't have to rely on your teacher, but you can rely on God. You don't have to rely on anybody, your mother, your wife, your husband, but you can rely on God. You don't have to rely on anything but God. And if you rely on God, God will come through when you least expect him to come through. And God will move for you, and he will bless you, and he will cause things that are not happening to happen. First, you got to do is lift up your eyes unto the hills. You got to lift your eyes up to the mountains or bring them to a full stop where you understand that everything that God has promised you is already yours. Amen. So what you got to do is when you lift up your eyes, what he's telling you to do is change your sense of direction. Whatever you're looking at that's causing you the problem, you have to change your eye set. You have to change your mindset, and you have to look in a different direction. If something that you're looking at is causing you, bringing forth trial in your life, then you need to look another direction. If something you're looking at is causing you some type of pain, then you need to look in another direction. If what you're looking at is causing you aggravation and stress, then you need to look in another direction. Because if you look in another direction, you just might find what God has already planned. Plan for you to have, and you got to lift up your eyes to whence your help coming from, seeing that you already know that everything that you need and everything that you possibly can receive will come from God. Then you find him and you seek after him and you run after him, and you understand by lifting up your eyes that you will possibly see. Then you ask yourself, well, if I lift my eyes up towards the hills, will my help come from? God said, sure. If you change your mindset, if you change your attitude and your disposition changes, then you're going to be assured that your help will come from God. How many understand that? God is looking for a people that is willing to change and be transformed by the renewing of their minds and to have their hearts encircled about with the power and the Spirit of God. I'm excited today because I know, regardless of how bad I may feel, that if I lift up my eyes and I change my course and change my sense of direction, that there's help sitting there waiting on me. Hallelujah. How many are glad when you know you got help waiting on you? Glory to God. It's another different thing when you got to call help. You got to try to find some help. You got to try to prophesy some help. You got to try to pray for some help. But when you got help already there, Jesus said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. And whenever you call upon me, I'll be there. So that means that you already got help standing there waiting on you. You ain't got to run to find Sister Sherry. She's already got help. You don't have to find Sister Metcalf. You already got help. So all you got to do is realize that your help is in you, and that the help will bring you forth. The help will experience all those things that are trying to bind you up. Help has the ability to break chains. Help has the ability to calm minds. Help has the ability to stir up the gift of God within you, that you might press your way on in into the blessings of God. Oh yeah, my help cometh from, I looked unto the hills. I looked unto God and realized that that's where my help lies. I realized that my help is in him. Hallelujah. And you know what? The word help is translated there in the Hebrew, strength. My strength cometh from the Lord. See, you have to find God. You have to seek after God. If you need strength, the Bible says, for the joy of the Lord is your strength, and your strength is in your joy. So if you get strength in God, you most certainly gonna have some joy. And if you got joy in God, which strengthens your being, then you will find out that whatever hell's coming your way, it can't stop you. Whatever trouble seems to be overwhelming, you can knock it down. Whatever storm is flowing your way, you got foundation that you can stand. Whatever's coming up from the bottom of the earth, you have the ability to stand and withstand everything and keep withstanding, knowing that God is with you. And as long as God is with you, there is no weapon that can be formed against you that can destroy you, because God said he will cause all your ways to prosper. Hallelujah. I'm excited, Pastor Hart, because in spite of everything, my help comes from God. All I got to do is to put myself in a position where I can be where the help is. And anytime you get in the place where the help is, then your help is right there with you. The Word of God says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So you get where the Spirit of God is, and you got your help. That's all you got to do, is get where the Spirit of the Lord is. Folks looking for this, and they're looking for that, and they're trying to do this, and they're trying to do that. But God is tired of that. He's ready for you to exhaust your own abilities so that you can get to where God wants you to be. Well, I found out where my help cometh from. It cometh from the Lord. Amen. And then I found out that it says my help cometh from God. Help is translated. Guess what else comes from God? When you run up on God, through your prayer life and through your meditation and through your fasting, when you just happen to run upon God, you run upon God, and it's like running into a brick wall, because you realize, hey, there's somebody here, somebody that I didn't recognize before, somebody that didn't announce themselves, somebody didn't say they were coming, but he did say, I'm here always, I'll be with you even until the end of the world. But when you mess around and just luckily run up on him, and you find out that he is your help, you'll find out that that help turns into joy, that help turns into strength, that help turns into peace. That help turns into faith. That help turns into compassion. That help comes into everything that you need in order to stand and make it in this life. I've got news for you. Satan can't stop us. I got news for you. Yourself can't stop you. I got news for you. All you got to do is be hidden in the secret place of the Most High, abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. And the Almighty says he is the Elohim, and he will create that which you have need of. Yeah. Hey, but you got to realize that he's your help. You got to realize the Lord is your help, which made heaven. My God. It says he made the heaven and he made the earth. So that consequently means that everything that it is in the heaven and everything that's in the earth belongs to God. And if it belonged to God, if we realize that our help comes from him and we allow him to help us, then whatever we need, he shall supply. How many heard that? He can't supply. But you've got to put yourself, align yourself in a position so that you not only expect the miracle, you can receive the miracle. You can't get a miracle if God said the miracle is going to fall over there and you're standing over here because you decided that it's safer over here. Most of the time when you get blessed or you receive a miracle, you're in a place where you ain't got no place being anyway, because most folks are afraid to get there. Faith tells you that it's rough, but you can make it. When he walked out on the water, he was just as happy as he could be. But when he realized that there were storms all around him and that he was standing on water, he got a little afraid and started to sink. But Jesus said, look here, brother, grabbed him and pulled him up. Oh, ye of little faith, why would you not think that you could make the walk? You came this far. You came as far as you came already, depending and trusting in God. So why can't you go all the way? He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not. Oh, my Lord, I hate that. I love it. That means that regardless of what you're doing or what you're going through, God is never sleeping. Slumber also means that he's never slow to act. Isn't it good to know that when you call upon the name of the Lord, that he's not slow to act? You say, well, why didn't he move? Well, why didn't you move? Why didn't he bless me? Well, why didn't you praise him? The Bible says he inhabits the praise of his people. Well, if you want God to move with you, then you ought to praise him. You can't be too tired to praise God. You can't be too afflicted to praise God. You can't be too sick to praise God. Don't even worry about that. It ain't going to stop nothing. You got to praise him anyway. Because you realize that in the midst of your praise is your blessing that God has for you. We have a God that don't never slumber. He ain't never sleep, and he ain't never too slow. All he's looking for a people that's going to say to themselves, I don't care what I'm going through today, I give you praise. I don't care how I feel you today, you get the praise. I don't care what the enemy said, you get the praise. I don't care how much I've been afflicted, you get the praise. I don't care how they fight against me, you get the praise. Father, I'm going to give you the praise. I don't feel like getting out of the bed today, but I'm going to praise you anyway. Lord God, I don't feel like lifting up my hands, but I'm going to praise you anyway. Lord God, they afflicted and coming against me, but I'm going to praise you anyway. Lord God, they coming against me and so, but I'm going to praise you anyway. Why? Because I know my help coming from you. It don't come from them. My help coming from the Lord. And as long as my help is coming from El Shaddai, oh great Elohim, the great Jehovah Jireh, which will provide. As long as my help is coming from the Almighty, I know that all things are mine. And if I stand on the prophecies of God, if I stand in the foundation of the Word of God, then I can have whatsoever I say. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You better get busy and get what God has promised you. I don't care what things look like, it ain't the outcome. I don't care what things make you feel like, it's not the outcome. I don't care what you're going through, it is not the outcome. The outcome is that you already blessed and you already have victory and you're going to receive what God has for you. Hallelujah. Said, our God don't, he don't slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber or sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. Everybody said, the Lord is my keeper. So what you worried about then? If God is your keeper, oh my God, we're not listening to that, Sister Hart. If God is your keeper, the same God that created the heavens and the earth is your keeper. The same God that made all the firmament is your keeper. The same God that created the seas is your keeper. The same God that created all the stars is your keeper. The same God that created Saturn and Jupiter and Mars is your keeper. The same God that created the sun is your keeper. The same God that created all creeping things is your keeper. The same God created all the fowl of the air and the fish of the sea is your keeper. The same God that breathed the breath of life into man and made him a life-living soul, he's your keeper. So if you got someone that's a keeper like that, what do you have to worry about? All you got to do is make sure you're always in the place that God wants you to be so that you can receive what God has for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord is thy shade upon thy feet. Meaning that he is your defense and he's your power. Lord, have mercy. He's your defense and he's your power. So all you got to do is look into yourself and say, Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus, greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. And I can do all things through Christ Jesus that has strengthened me or empowered me or gave me ability. I can run this race with patience, knowing that as long as I run, you run with me. If I got to walk, you'll walk with me. If I got to sing my way through, you'll sing with me. Why? Because you said you'd be with me always. So whatever road I take, as long as it's the road of God, as long as it's the road in Christ, as long as the road according to the word of God, you'll follow me, you'll be there for me. So all I gotta do is run, all I gotta do is stand, all I gotta do is go, and you'll be there with me. You'll fight the fight for me, you'll stand in the gap for me. But I got to give you some praise, I got to honor you, Lord, because you ain't never gonna slumber, you never gonna be too late, you never gonna forget about me, you never gonna leave me hanging. Oh Lord, so I know one thing for sure, that whatever it is that you call me to do, I can do it in the name of Jesus, because greater is he that you've placed within me. You said, in these things that I do, I shall do greater and greater, greater, greater. So therefore, Father, I'm aligning myself up with the word of God. I'm aligning myself up in the spirit of God. I'm aligning myself up with your power so that all things that I ask for shall be given unto me. All I've got to do is believe God, trust God, walk in God, and understand God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Oh, the Lord is my shade upon my right hand, meaning that he's given me firmness and stability in his word. So that means when the winds blow, you don't have to be moved. When the hurricanes come, you don't have to be moved. Huh? How many hear me? When the storms of life come your way, you can stand knowing that this too shall got to pass. It can't destroy you. It's going to pass. Your financial troubles got to pass. Your physical problems have got to pass. Your mental diseases has got to pass. Your family problems have got to pass. Your work problems has got to pass. All these things have got to pass. Why? Because you found yourself firm and stability in God. And you realize that your help ain't coming from a man. Your help ain't coming from a woman. But your help is coming from God. And God never fails. God never forgets. And God is all powerful and all authoritative. And if you stand in the gap, he'll stand there with you. God will raise you up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. Meaning that the sun, which represents the heat of your trials, the strength of your trials, cannot smite you, can't hurt you. Why? Because God has a protective shield around you, and it's called Jesus. How many hear me today? So if you're whining and crying about what you're going through, Jesus got you. If you can't take it no more, then you get to drop on your knees and pray. If you get to the place where you want to run, you need to call upon him, call upon him, and call upon him, and call upon him till he answers. Because I tell you what, he ain't too far that you can't reach him, and he ain't too high that you can't hear him, and he ain't too low that you can't walk next to him. So I got news for you. Understand this. You got to realize when you get in trouble, you tell yourself, my help comes from God. When trouble's all around you, my help comes from God. When your mind is messed up, my help comes from God. When you're troubled down in your spirit, my help comes from God. When you're sick in your body, my help comes from God. When you got trouble in your finances, my help comes from God. When you realize that your help, your strength, your joy, your power, your authority, your anointing is coming from God, then you have something you can run with. You got something you can stand on. All we need now is some stability in God, some faith in God, and some confidence in who God is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ah, the Lord, new moon or by night. The Lord shall preserve thee. Hallelujah. Thee from all evil. Glory to God. He shall, from all calamity, it says, God will preserve thee. And the Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy going in. Hallelujah. How many excited that God is going to preserve you? How many understand what being preserved means? Preserved means that God will take your ends and turn them into beginnings. Hallelujah. God will preserve you. God will preserve you in a way where you don't look like you ever grow old. Hallelujah. Don't nobody hear me here today. God will preserve you where it don't look like your well will ever dry up. God will preserve you so that your mind will always be that you need it to be. God is preserving us today. God is preserving us because he wants the world to know that I've got a people that has power in their lives. I've got a people that walk in authority. I've got a people that walks in joy. I've got a people that have strength in their lives. I have a people that though they're going through, they know how to praise me. I've got a people that regardless of what's going on around them, they can shout, they can pray. And it's not because they don't have nothing else to do, but it's because they know if they call upon him, he'll answer. And oh, y'all don't hear me this day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you know what else I like about being preserved? What I like about being preserved is this, is that if I was to leave here today, God done already preserved me another place. God done already preserved me a place. You can take this old flesh and throw it in the ground. I'm not going to be in it anyway. Why? Because God said, I preserved you, kept you. I preserve your heart. I preserve your mind. I preserve your soul. I preserve your head. I preserve your feet. I preserve your hands. I preserve everything that is about you. And in the midst of preserving, I'll make you straight. I'll make you strong. And before long, you'll be sitting here around the throne, worshiping and praising God. I got news for you. You better find out where your help come from. Your help don't come from your mother. Your help don't come from your wife. Your help don't come from your brother. Your help don't come from your sister. Your help don't come from your job. But your help coming from God. Hallelujah. And I like, he said, I'll preserve your going in and your coming out. That means, what that means is, even if you stumble, I'm going to preserve you. And when you get up and come back in, I'm going to preserve you again. Because I want you to know that I'm your God. Hallelujah. I'm your king. I'm your master. I'm your protector. I'm your deliverer. I'm your healer. I'm your way maker. Whatever it is that you need today, God said, I'm that. Right? Because nothing can change me. I'll become all things that I can do all things. So whatever it is today, you just got to have confidence in God. If you keep your confidence in God, whatever it is you've been calling out to him for, you can expect to receive it. Come on and give him some praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My help. Somebody say, my help. Say it again, my help. Say it again, my help. My help. My help. Now think about what you're going through and say, my help. Think about how you're feeling and say, my help. Think about your trial and say, my help. Think about your tribulation and say, my help. Thinking about your finances and say, my help. Your help is coming from God. So whatever it is you're going through, your help is in God. And if your help is in God, you can expect to receive it. Huh? I got news for you. All God wants you to do is turn around, turn from your wicked ways, present yourself a living sacrifice, and go unto him, and God will bless your land. God will heal your land. But you got to do what? You got to realize where your help comes from. Your help is coming from God, hallelujah, Jehovah Jireh, the one that will provide. That's where your help coming from. Your help is coming from the great Elohim, the one that has the ability to create. Your help is coming from God. Come on, stand to your feet and give God some praise. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. I'm finding this out. Your trouble don't make you. You make your trouble. Hallelujah. You make it. It don't make you. It don't control you. You control it. And if you're not controlling it, you better start controlling it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on and give him some praise. Hey, hey, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you need prayer this morning, I want you to come down here real quick. Real quick, real quick, real quick. Hallelujah, my God. I thank you, Jesus. Hello, Lord, my God. Lord God, I thank you. Lord God, everyone that you touched this morning, Lord God, you're going to restore. Lord God, you're going to heal. You're going to set them free. Father, by the power of the living God, we stand up on your word, your power word. Lord God, the kingdom principle, Lord God, that by your stripes, they're already healed. Lord God, they're not trying to get healed. They're already healed by your spirit, by your power, according to your word. Father, we're standing on it right now. So right now, I want you to lift your hands and tell God that whatever it is that you need him for to do, that's what, start thanking him for it right now. Start thanking him for it right now. Start thanking him for God for healing you right now. Start thanking God for setting you free right now. Start thanking God for moving in your family, on your job, or whatever it is you need. Start thanking him right now as you create an atmosphere that God can move in. So you start thanking him right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, as they thank you right now for that which you already have ascertained, that which you have already spoken to their heart. Father, in the name of Jesus, as I touch and agree with them, Lord God, you're going to give them that which they ask for, that which they pray for. Lord God, that which they believe God for. In the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you right now. I praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you. Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, you're going to move by your spirit. Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Miracles, Lord God. Healing, Lord. Healing. Lord God, I'm joining in with them. Whatever they need from you, Lord, you're going to move for them. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. I praise I my shake. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. Ha my shaka. Right now, Father, we send the word to Nancy. Lord God, you're going to touch her body. Lord God, from the crown of her head to the very soles of her feet. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, all down through her bloodstream, Lord God, I bind high blood pressure. I loose the anointing of God. And as her mother stands here in the gap, Lord God, you're going to move for her right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, the woman of God, in the name of, it's already done, daughter. It's already done. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, it's already done. Hallelujah, I thank you, Lord God. I praise you. I adore you for moving by your